about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
Good evening and welcome to Glasgow High School. It's the final week of small school regular season high school hoops. And we have CAC action tonight featuring the Glasgow Yellow Jackets and the Madison Panthers. Glad you join us on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Scott Luntze here. Let's take a look at our girls action tonight between the Lady Jackets and the Lady Panthers. Still a lot of on the line in regards to conference play. These two teams are looking to climb up in CAC standing wise. The Lady Jackets come in 8-11 on the year, 2-3 in conference play, and they haven't played many games, as a matter of fact, over the past 3 weeks. Only a total of two in the past 3 weeks. Meanwhile, Madison Lady Panthers, they're coming off of a loss to Cairo this past Saturday, and also fell in a third place game at the La Plata tournament just a couple weeks ago. They're 14-7, 2-4 in the CAC, but they're still getting some votes in the Class 1 coaches' polls, and they're also trying to climb in conference play, 2-4 on the season in conference. Coming up on the Superstation, you'll hear from both head coaches of the Lady Panthers and the Lady Jackets. It'll first be Dalton Armatrout for Madison, then Molly Monick for Glasgow. We're getting ready for a CAC doubleheader tonight on Kress and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
At Meyer Satellite in Glasgow, they believe that everyone deserves better TV. They offer Dish Network, where you can upgrade to Hopper. Meyer Satellite serves Howard and Saline counties and anyone within a 60-mile radius of Sheridan County. Call toll-free 660-338-9991 or stop by their office next to Henderson Drugstore in downtown Glasgow and order now. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays, 8 to 10, because you deserve better television and they are there to help. Meyer Satellite of Glasgow is a proud supporter of Glasgow and all area schools.
Sportsmanship. One who engages in fair play, setting an example for other players and participants in the game. A true definition of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Each season, Monick Industries Incorporated has noticed how these fine young players continue to be an example of this definition. It's through their dedication and leadership both in and out of the classroom that have made them true sportsmen. So keep up the good work and make everyone proud as you compete. And remember, you'll always be a winner with Monick Industries Incorporated of Glasgow. Proud supporters of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
We're here on Kress and CentralMoInfo.com getting ready for CAC doubleheader action between the Madison Panthers and the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. And we're going to talk some Lady Panther hoops with Coach Dalton Armatrout. All right, Coach, final week of the regular season. Where do you feel this Lady Panthers team stands right now?
We didn't have a very good week at La Plata. We went 1-2, hoping to go 3-0 or at least 2-1. Had a down game against Green City, and then we played Cairo right there in about 16 hours and lost to them by 20, I believe. You know, just hoping to find a balance between our scoring and hoping to play some better defense come district time.
Talk to me about the importance of Keely Bennett on the offensive side coming down the road.
Keely, she does most of her scoring. She handles the ball somewhat too. She makes good decisions. She likes to attack, but she also likes to shoot. She's a good passer. She gets others involved. We look for her to do a lot of things, and we'll continue.
Again, Dalton Armitrout, the Madison Lady Panther coach, joining us here on Crescent Central, MoInfo.com. I know you're in the middle of this pretty long and lengthy road stretch. You're taking on a Glasgow team that has senior night this evening. What stands out about this year's version of the Lady Jackets?
They have a pretty good post player. They have a couple good guards. Hope to contain those three and go from there. Hope to play some good defense and move the ball on offense and just hope to get back.
Dalton Armitrout of the Madison Lady Panthers showing us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate the time, Coach, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
And coming up next, we'll talk with Glasgow Lady Jacket Coach Molly Monig on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
The name Yellow Jacket strikes fear in anyone. Just like the Yellow Jacket found in nature, the Glasgow Yellow Jackets are bold, aggressive, and use teamwork to dominate. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Glasgow School District would like to take a moment to express their pride in the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, who strive to excel in their athletics as well as in the classroom. A big thanks goes to the coaching staff, parents, fans, and those who work hard behind the scenes, encouraging the Yellow Jackets to always do their best.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keeley Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
Are you looking to update your home? La Crosse Lumber of Glasgow can assist you. La Crosse Lumber has all your residential and commercial remodeling and new construction needs. From a full line of power tools to a full stock of supplies, they have everything to get the job done right. Ask about their delivery services as well. For all your lumber and home repair needs, stop by or call La Crosse Lumber, the oldest and most reliable lumber and hardware company in the Midwest since 1873. La Crosse Lumber, located on Highway 5 just north of Glasgow. La Crosse Lumber is a proud supporter of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
Here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com, catching up with Glasgow Lady Jacket Coach Molly Mane again. Coach, I know it's been a little while since you've been on the floor, and just tell me a little bit how these past couple weeks have been for you, just trying to get a frequency of games here, especially this late.
It's been very sporadic. We have, haven't done much at all this week. We had one day of practice, and that's all that we've had, so hopefully we'll get to come in tomorrow and have a little shoot around and have a game tomorrow evening, but everyone's in the same boat. You know, everyone's dealing with the weather like we are, so it's something that every team has to find a way to deal with.
How do you keep your ladies in? I know this is kind of a tough question to answer, but how do you keep your ladies in the moment and get them ready for a game like this that has a lot of conference implications?
Oh, well, we talk every day when we're figuring out if we're having practice, if we're having games, or what's going on, and just reminding them that we're at a very important part of the season. And for the most part, your seniors do that right now. They're the ones that are looking at the end of their career, so they're reminding the younger kids that you need to move around a little bit, watch some stuff on crossover, and recognize the fact that time is dwindling, and you have to be ready to play when we get the opportunity to play again.
And speaking of your seniors, one of them is Madison Parks, your starting point guard. Tell me a little bit what she's meant for you in regards to the leadership standpoint and how she keeps everything calm on the floor.
Yeah, she's our only bit of continuity from the last 2 years to this season. So The younger kids really look to her for guidance. She does a good job at times of getting us into the moment where sometimes we're running and getting really sporadic, and she'll calm us down and getting us into an offensive set or, you know, an off or a motion offense to where we're actually getting a shot that benefits us, not just any shot.
Again, Molly Monty, Glasgow Lady Jacket coach, joining us here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. All right, Coach, you know the dangers of the CAC Girls Conference. Madison is one of those dangerous teams. What makes them dangerous?
Oh, they have a lot of size and a lot of experience on the floor. Coach Armitrout's a very good coach, so they just do a lot of things well, and they play their style very well.
And what's going to be key for Glasgow to pick up a victory?
I think for us, we really have to play physical inside. We are very much outmatched when it comes to size, but we need to use our quickness to our advantage. And I think that, you know, Keely Bennett's a very good player. We've got to recognize where she is and try to make her uncomfortable when she has the basketball.
Molly Monig, Lady Jacket coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Always appreciate the time, Coach, and best luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
We will tip off the girls' contest between Madison and Glasgow. It's next on Cress.
At Meyer Satellite in Glasgow, they believe that everyone deserves better TV. They offer Dish Network, where you can upgrade to Hopper. Meyer Satellite serves Howard and Saline counties and anyone within a 60-mile radius of Sheridan County. Call toll-free 660-338-9991 or stop by their office next to Henderson Drugstore in downtown Glasgow and order now. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays, 8 to 10, because you deserve better television and they are there to help. Meyer Satellite of Glasgow is a proud supporter of Glasgow and all area schools.
Are you tired of parking your car on the street because your garage is full of clutter? Is navigating your basement like running an obstacle course? Are your closets overflowing? Get rid of that clutter and reclaim your space by storing unused items that you can't bear to part with at Xavier Storage Company, located just east of the four-way stop in downtown Madison. You can rent space by contacting Virgil Hewlin with Xavier Storage Company in Madison at 660-291-4282. A proud supporter of the Madison Panthers.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmcrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Mazumac offers you the best of both worlds. Mazumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mazumac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mazumac student today. MACC, the college for you.
You're listening to KRES Moberly as we're approaching 6 o'clock here in mid-Missouri. And Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Madison-Glasgow varsity doubleheader possible. That includes Meyer Satellite, Modding Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Glasgow School District, all of Glasgow, Xavier Storage Company, Madison C3 School, both in Madison, 7800 Taxi Service, Thomas Motors, both in Moberly. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. MFA Agri-Services, Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville. Alliant Bank of Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, Monroe City. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, Macon. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. The starting five have been introduced on the court. Let's introduce the starting five here up about a total of 15 feet above the Glasgow hardwood. For Madison, it will be Lexi Wolf, Kaylee Bennett, Charity Morris, and Taylor and Mackenzie O'Bannon. They're in the road purple uniforms with the gold numbers white trim. For Glasgow, it will be Madison Parts, Malia Carmack, Brooke Hackman, Brenna Hubbard, and Tegan Howell. They're in the home white uniforms, gold numbers black trim. It will be Taylor O'Bannon and Brennan Hubbard on the tip-off, and Bennett will take it for Madison. They'll go left to right here on your radio dial for the first half. Here's Lexi Wolf. Pitches over right wing to Morris. Zone shown here by the Lady Jackets, and three-point try by Wolf won't go, and it's rebounded by Tegan Howell. Senior getting the start today on senior night here in Glasgow High School as Madison Parks comes now left side for Malia Carmack. The freshman now up top to Harbor, tries to pivot, spins around Taylor O'Bannon. Now a jump ball will belong to Glasgow. Both teams are Class 1, and we'll have district play next week. Again, this final week of small class regular season hoops in mid-Missouri, and actually for the entire state. Some districts start on Saturday as Malia Carmack banks one off the right window and in. Glasgow takes a 2-0 lead as we're 50 seconds into this CAC bout. On the left wing, this is Charity Morris. Now to Bennett from the right elbow. Left elbow now for Morris. Kick out. Bennett. Catch and release. The three. Too shy. And it's caught by Mackenzie O'Bannon. Now Lexi Wolf. He's one. As it go. Taylor's turn. Back into Wolf. Keeps it in front of the timeline. Madison still with the possession. From the right block. Back out. Morris. The three. Too strong. And Howell gets it for the Lady Jackets. Parks at the top of the key. Looks to go to the left wing for Hubbard. Now in the high post. Now back right elbow for Parks. Hubbard down on the baseline. She wants man-to-man guarded by Morris. Now inside Howell. Spinning around. He's one. Off the left side of the rim. And up the left side. This is Wolf. Wolf to Morris. Has an open look at the three she wants. Now reading that was Carmack. She tried to get Keely Bennett. Carmack at the top. Left side for Parks. Catch and release. The three rattles in. Madison Parks averaging 5 a game for the Lady Jackets. And they're on a 5-0 run. Wolf slowing the tempo down. Now to Bennett. Baseline for McKenzie. Now inside for Keeley. Goes through two. Got clucked on the right shoulder and a foul called. First one of the game. It belongs to the senior Tegan Howell. Keely Bennett to the line for the Lady Panthers of Madison. A team best 73% from the charity stripe, and she'll make the first. And Madison off and running. Second. On its way and in. Got the Madison cheerleaders also in attendance tonight. On a very soggy day in portions of mid-Missouri as Hubbard tries top of the E3. That's to the right, and it's rebounded by Mackenzie O'Bannon. Here's Keely Bennett. Kick out the Morris right side baseline. She goes. Now bounces one in for Mackenzie. She takes a tumble to the floor, and it'll be a jump ball as Parks got her hand in. And this will be Madison's. So Bennett off of the O in Glasgow. Trying to find the right corner. Now comes up top to Morris. Morris right wing for Wolf. Now Bennett right corner. And high post for McKenzie. Out to Charity. Has box out for a potential three. Now back to Wolf. Right wing Taylor. Wolf. McKenzie drives. Trying to pivot in his zone. Carmack gets the steal. She'll take it up to the left wing. Cross the timeline. Pulls up at the elbow. She's close to guard, man-to-man by Morris, and now inside for Howell. Wasn't anticipating. Kick out Hubbard, right elbow, three, and to the right. Taylor O'Bannon, the rebound. And it's Charity Morris now for Madison. 4:45 to go, first quarter, 5-2 Glasgow. On the right wing, Mackenzie O'Bannon. Looking to go back up top, and set goes her twin sister. Now to Lexi Wolf. Error three, offline left. Hubbard to board. She leads the Lady Jackets with 9.5 of them. Now Parks, the point guard, slows it down. Despite Glasgow loving to go up-tempo this year. Howell to Hubbard. Just inside the arc, Howell. Now right side, Carmack.
She thought about unloading the three, drops it back to the right elbow now for Brenna Hubbard. Around up top, Pacman, Hubbard, right side. Charges in, travel call. That was one of the things Coach Bonding mentioned about Brenna Hubbard. She's been doing a better job at being a little more physical in the post, but the big thing she has really grown from her freshman year this season is limiting those travel calls. She didn't do it there, but they've been a lot better as of late. And here's a shot here by Keely Bennett. It goes off the back. And here's Parks. Up the right wing she goes. She's protected by Morris. Now it takes it to the corner. Back over to Hubbard. Looking for some support left side for Brooke Heckman. And she will go to the line after taking it down the left baseline. And it will be Keely Bennett's first foul. So two coming up for the senior Hackman, averaging about 1.5 points a game, and she'll miss the first. Get our first substitution as well. And it looks like we'll be coming in for Hackman, and the second one offline left, and it's Mackenzie O'Bannon on the board. Bennett charges up the right wing, cuts inside around Howell, and she was contacted off the left side. They're going to call a chop on Howell, and I don't think she even touched her. Nevertheless, second foul for the senior. And Bennett back to the charity stripe, already 2-for-2. First one on its way. Browse off the front, back of the rim. Howell will take a seat, and it'll be Chris Tomanek. Looked like Hackman was going to be the original person to come out, but with the second foul for Howell, one preserved big for later in the game, and Bennett will rattle in the second. Whistle and a substitution as Madison will check in Riley Thomas, and it'll be Taylor O'Bannon with the one getting the bench. 3:30 to go in the opening quarter of this CAC varsity doubleheader between Madison and Glasgow. Here is Carmack, releases to three, rolls off the back of the rim. Hubbard, the offensive rebound. She's surrounded by three Lady Panthers, so gets it back out to Parks to reset. Hubbard now right side for Monning. Bounce pass inside. Hubbard, a little pouncer, and banks it off. And 2 points for the freshman, who leads the Lady Jackets with 13.1 per. Morris through two, and a travel called as she tried to lunge her way in between Parks and Hackman. 7-3 in favor of the home team. Parks deflected out by Morris and the Lady Jacket cheerleaders. Now Monick's turn off the L in Glasgow off the baseline. Looking for some support. There to help out was Malia Carmack. Now Monning across the timeline to Parks. Left elbow she goes. Up top now here to Carmack. Takes five steps in, releases to two. Hubbard to rebound, and now they'll fall to the floor with Bennett. Another jump. Lady Jackets. Krista Monning again. Running the baseline as Parks kicks it out to Hubbard. Right side three. Doesn't go. Good box out there by Charity Morris. She'll take it up the left side. Almost ran into her own woman. Now gets it across. Comes to the top of the key. Wolf, left side Bennett, who has scored all 3 points for the Lady Panthers. Morris up top to Bennett. Now to Wolf from the right elbow. 2-1-2 zone deployed by the Lady Jackets. Wolf looks right side. Morris. Sealed off, kick out, Riley Thomas, a three, doesn't go, on the other side, waiting for it, Bennett, first field goal of the game for the Lady Panthers, 7-5. 2 minutes to go here in the first. Here is Hubbard, kick out, looking for Hackman, and now it's stolen away by Morris, one-on-one, Hackman hustling back, her two, doesn't go, and Bennett bumps a Lady Jacket over trying to go for the loose ball, but no harm, no foul. So now she'll inbound it up top to Morris. Left side for Wolf. Now inside for Mackenzie O'Bannon. right wing for Keely Bennett. Wolf, catch and release, three, left wing, it's in. And Madison has their first lead of the contest off the triple from Wolf. 8-7. Carmack goes back out here to Hackman. Now to Parks at the top, over to right wing, Monning. Rolls one inside for the leading scorer, Brenna Hubbard. And it's 9-8 in favor of the Lady Jackets. Minute to go in the first. Keely Bennett from the top. 2-1-2 once again shown by the Lady Jackets. Mackenzie O'Bannon taking advantage of the size. Powers her way to the bucket and goes over. Parks to board. Across the Lady Jacket logo at center court. Now at the top, harassed by Morris. Comes left side for Hackman. Now to Monning around the arc. Now to Carmack. Almost stepped out of bounds. Pass to draws to turnover. Keely Bennett in alone. Not going to miss a wide open layup. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Here is Hubbard through the double team. Drops it and gets the and one coming up. Malia Carmack with 4 points in this first quarter, and the foul will get called on Riley Thomas. Mackenzie O'Bannon will take a seat. Into the game for her is Annika Salmans. Brent Hubbard also checks out for the Lady Jackets. And one coming up for DeFresh. And that's off the front. Bennett to board. Cross center court up to the left wing. This is Morris. Through two and pretty. Use the left hand to just roll it off the front of the rim. And drops in. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. This is Hadley Sanders. 2 seconds, 1 second. Hackman can't get the shot off in time. Close one here to start things out in quarter number one between the Lady Jackets and the Lady Panthers. And Madison leads 12-11 on Crest.
Side and Strickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Sportsmanship. One who engages in fair play, setting an example for other players and participants in the game. A true definition of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Each season, Monick Industries Incorporated has noticed how these fine young players continue to be an example of this definition. It's through their dedication and leadership both in and out of the classroom that have made them true sportsmen. So keep up the good work and make everyone proud as you compete. And remember, you'll always be a winner with Monick Industries Incorporated of Glasgow. Proud supporters of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
Ready to start the second quarter here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com between the Madison Lady Panthers and the Glasgow Lady Jackets. It is 12-11 in favor of the visitors, the Lady Jackets. Or check that, Lady Panthers. Get that right by the end of the night. And they have the ball again in the road. Purple uniforms with goal numbers, white trim. You get a jump ball with only a Carmack at the bottom of the pile. It'll be Lady Jacket ball there in the home whites with gold numbers, black trim. Here is Hubbard. Right to left on the radio dial they go, tiptoeing down the out-of-bounds line, and she stepped out. So it'll be Lady Panther ball right in front of the scorer's table. Bennett will take it from the right wing to Riley Thomas. Check that, Savannah Cullum is into the game. Now to Bennett. To Cullum. Zone now shown in the 2-3 version for the Lady Jackets. They've been in a 1-2. Here's a three-point try by Bennett. Taken away by Krista Monning. And another jump. This time it is Madison's. Bennett. From the right wing. Players running into each other at the top. Have to get it off in time. And it is Morris now to Bennett. She goes right wing. Kick out. Top of the key. Wolf. He's the three. And that's back rim. Howell the rebound. Helm getting a lot more playing time here. This game going up against the size that Summons and the two O'Bannons bring. Already some key rebounds for the senior in this game. And speaking of, she has it. Lobs one into a cutting Hubbard, and the two will go over and out. It's tipped out by Bennett, so Glasgow will take it back. Krista Monning now. Wants to hit the Parks, instead goes to Howell. Turn around, two, slams it in. And Tegan Howell has her first points on the evening. Glasgow back on top. Cullum now to Lexi Wolf. Cullum right elbow. Up top to Wolf. Left side for Bennett. Now she'll come to the top of the key. Expanded 2-3 zone shown by the Lady Jackets. Cullum, right side. Back up top to Wolf. Around the wing for Morris. Cullum now right side. Trying to get down to the baseline. Now Bennett takes it on the right wing, and that goes over. Good defense by the Lady Jackets as Hubbard gets the rebound. Now it's Parks across the timeline. Feels the trap. And a timeout call by Molly Monning, the head coach of the Glasgow Lady Jackets, with 6:08 to go here in quarter number two. Good timeout there. And while we have a moment, let's thank some of our sponsors again. That would be Myers Satellite, Monning Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Glasgow School District, all of Glasgow. Xavier Storage Company, Madison C3 School, both in Madison. 7800 Taxi Service, Thomas Motors, both in Moberly. Rachel Missouri Bank, and Marceline Salisbury, Keitzel, Glasgow, Paris. MFA Agri Service of Glasgow, Salisbury, Fayette, New Franklin, Boonville. Alliant Bank at Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, Monroe City. Shared Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon. This will be a right wing inbound as they will have Carmack take it across the timeline. Madison out of the trap, which is why Monick called the timeout. Now it is Carmack. Man-to-man guarded by Wolf. Kick out over to Parks. She loses the dribble. Now corrals it back in at the top of the key. Left side Hubbard. Or check that, Carmack, three. Doesn't go. Krista Monning takes a tumble but gets the rebound. Now it is Carmack trying to pass it over to the left side. No one home there. Madison on a 2-on-1. Keeley Bennett, the two off balance. When she goes, the Lady Panthers go, and she has 9 of the 14. Across the timeline, now left wing. Carmack's three. Doesn't go. Too shy. Pulling the board. Bennett takes it up floor. Right side for Wolf. Now back up to Bennett. Morris lurking on the left wing. Sego right wing Wolf. Now downloads Salmons. Back out to Wolf. Wolf high post left side. Trying to get it to Bennett. Tipped away and stolen by Parks. Parks up to the top of the key. Trying to go through three Lady Panthers. Now left side. Rolls one over to Monning. Now trying to get it over to Howell. Aaron pass right in the hands of Salmons. Now Bennett trying to go coast to coast. Stan Hubbard does not contest. And an easy two for Keeley. Substitution coming as Madison deflects. Glasgow's inbound out. And it will be Taylor O'Bannon back into the game after Salmons provides some quality minutes off the bench. Parks. Left side to Hubbard. To the top of the key, she goes. Right side for Monning. Double team over to Hubbard. Now in for Parks. Back to Hubbard. Cutting in. Back door. Nice move there by the Fresh. Brenna Hubbard went from the top of the key, just snuck around the backside of the defense, and Parks found her. 16-15 in favor of the Lady Panthers. Now a three try by Colum offline. Now Carmack one-on-one with Bennett. Carmack with the two. Got it. Close battle between these two. They're both class ones. Here is a look by Taylor O'Bannon, now Keeley Bennett. Surrounded by two, her shot is too strong. Now Salmons back into the game. We'll go to the charity stripe. And this foul will go on Brenna Herbert, her first. Annika Salmons, just over 65% free throw shooter, misses to the right on her first, as we'll see Hadley Sanders come into the game for Krista Monig. She's been good at getting the key rebounds and stops, knows how to box out, and it's really good off the bounce, according to Coach Armatrout, as second one will fall for the junior. We're knotted up 17 apiece. Here is Brenna Hubbard. Cuts to the inside from the outer portion of the box for two. Offline left. Bennett to the right side. Kick out to Colum. She was open for a long two, was hesitant to take the shot, forced the pass, and Carmack stole it away. Comes the left wing, now over to Hadley Sanders, the sophomore to Senior Parks. On senior night to the fellow senior, Howell from the baseline. Trying to get a bounce pass inside, now forces one, stolen away by Bennett. She read that the whole way. Colum gives it to Bennett. Trying to go back to Colum. Now Wolf available on the left side, goes back to the senior. Bennett inside, now back out. Wolf, the three, too strong, Parks the rebound. 2:45 to go into second. The right wing, Carmack now to Hubbard. Right baseline, her two over. Sanders the rebound for the Lady Jackets. Falls to the floor, gets it to Carmack, and she got pushed down trying to get a dish over this. Parks on the left side. And the foul will go on Savannah Colum. Morris in. Thomas also in. Colum and Bennett out for Madison. Sanders. Off the Owen Yellow Jackets. To Howell. Right in the middle of the paint. Goes up for a shot. Draws the foul. And she'll go for two. That will go on Salmons. Taken Howell from the line as she misses the first of her two. About a 52%. Trying to see status quo there. Goes over two, probably now closer to 50, but there is a lane violation. She'll get one more crack at it. Looked like Taylor O'Bannon just moved a touch too soon before ball hit the rim. Howell releases and doesn't miss the second time. Glasgow up front, 18-17. We'll go to Thomas. Opposite side of the floor for Wolf. Wolf on the double team, back over to Morris. Charity, right corner. Inside now for McKenzie, over to Wolf. Now over to Charity at the top of the key. Right wing, McKenzie. Turn around two. Oh, a little too strong, and Hubbard up the right wing. For the Lady Jackets to the inside, through to O'Bannon twins. Pick your poison. She'll go in the line either way. Which one will it go on? It will be Taylor that picks it up. And Hubbard already was six. Trying to add to that with exactly 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Knocks home the first. Keely Bennett in. Lexi Wolf out for Madison. Howell out for Glasgow. Brooke Hackman in. Second one is good for Brenna Hubbard, and we'll get a 30-second timeout called by Dalton Armatrout and the Lady Panthers of Madison with exactly 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. These two teams are both Class 1s, as I alluded to. Not in the same district, however, as we take a look at the Class 1 District 11. That's the one that the Lady Jackets are in. And despite their record of 8-11, they're going to be the number 2 seed behind Tina Avalon, who was 12-4 on the year. And Glasgow will be getting Brunswick in their first-round district matchup. The 3 seed in that district is Hale. Number 4 is Meadville. 5, Slater. Northwestern Mendon 6, Brunswick 7. And in an 8-9 matchup, it's Keatsville and Buckland Macon County. As out of the timeout, Mackenzie O'Bannon gets a right side layup. Makes it 20-19 in favor of the Lady Jackets. Look at Madison districts. Madison's girls district in a little bit, with that being probably one of the tougher girls class 1 districts. As we have Carmack kicking out over to Parks, tries to drive, can't do so. Drops it off over to Hackman, now into Monig. Or check that, Carmack. Now to Parks, tries to release, can't do so. Left wing, Hackman. Now to Sanders. Carmack. Parks inside Hubbard, through 2, got the zone moving, and she found a soft spot right under the bucket. Hubbard already double digits here in this first half. Keely Bennett now, right side for Morris. Across the timeline she goes, avoids the trap, but was working around Parks, and Parks bumped her out of bounds, and she'll tack on her first foul. 56 seconds to go here in the half. This is Mackenzie O'Bannon, right baseline to Keely Bennett. She faces the double team of the 2 freshmen, Carmack and Hubbard, and Parks takes advantage of it. Here's Parks on the left wing. Now to Carmack. Kicks it back out. Now top of the key. Sanders thought about the 3. Instead goes to the freshman, Carmack. Now Hackman. Sanders right side. Trying to get inside to Hubbard. Does. Turn around 2. Blocked away by Taylor. And now Hubbard trying to hustle back. Bumped into a Lady Panther. And that is going to be the second foul on the freshman, Hubbard. She'll take a seat in all likelihood for the final 21.1 seconds of the half. Krista Monig checks in her place. Does Madison hold for the final shot here in the half? Here's Kaylee Bennett. Right wing for Morris. Trying to go inside. Won't be the case. Glasgow gets the steal. 10 seconds. Parks at the top of the key. Left side for Carmack. 4 seconds. Carmack at the top. 3. 2, Sanders, now Monig, and her shot is blocked by Mackenzie O'Bannon as the horn sounds on the first half. 22-19, the Lady Jackets of Glasgow lead going into the locker room. We'll take a look at some of your first half numbers and preview a little bit of the boys' matchup between the Panthers and Yellow Jackets. Coming up on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The name Yellow Jacket strikes fear in anyone. Just like the Yellow Jacket found in nature, the Glasgow Yellow Jackets are bold, aggressive, and use teamwork to dominate. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Glasgow School District would like to take a moment to express their pride in the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, who strive to excel in their athletics as well as in the classroom. A big thanks goes to the coaching staff, parents, fans, and those who work hard behind the scenes, encouraging the Yellow Jackets to always do their best.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
At Meyers Satellite in Glasgow, they believe that everyone deserves better TV. They offer Dish Network, where you can upgrade to Hopper. Meyers Satellite serves Howard and Saline counties and anyone within a 60-mile radius of Sheridan County. Call toll-free 660-338-9991 or stop by their office next to Henderson Drugstore in downtown Glasgow and order now. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays, 8 to 10, because you deserve better television and they are there to help. Meyers Satellite of Glasgow is a proud supporter of Glasgow and all area schools.
...22-19 in favor of the Madison Lady Panthers after one half of, or check that, the Glasgow Lady Jackets after one half of play on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Take a look at some of your first half numbers. For Madison, with 19 points, Keely Bennett has 11 of them. Going 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. Lexi Wolf with a 3. Charity Morris with 2, as well as Mackenzie O'Bannon and Annika Solmans has 1 free throw. Again, for the 19 points. Meanwhile, for the Lady Jackets of Glasgow, Brenna Hubbard with 10 first half points, including 2-for-2 from the line. Jacob Howell with 3, including 1 free throw made. Malia Carmack with 6. Madison Parks with a total of 3 points. In regards to fouls, for those wondering, Brenna Hubbard with 2, Tegan Howell with 2, and Madison Parks has 1 for the Lady Jackets of Glasgow. Pretty clean for Madison in regards to no one in too much of a foul trouble. Savannah Colon has 1, Riley Thomas has 1, Kayla Bennett also does, including all Annika Solmans and also Taylor O'Bannon. Take another 2-minute break on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. When we return, we'll take a look at this boys' matchup.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmcrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Alliant Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play purchases. All for doing simple things you'd do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid, bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. It's like keeping what you buy and getting your money back. This is Madsen Miller. For full details, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City. Or go to AlliantBank.com for your free account. Member FDIC.
Glasgow Pep Band entertaining the crowd here at halftime in the girls' game between the Lady Jackets and the Lady Panthers. Let's take a quick look at our boys' matchup tonight between the Yellow Jackets and the Madison Panthers. And likewise for the Lady Jackets, it's the same for the Yellow Jackets of Glasgow. Not many games have been played with the winter weather playing a huge role, only playing a total of 3 games in the span of a 3 weeks, which is pretty unusual for this time of year, and assuming that Mother Nature wants to cooperate, it's going to be a busy week for both of these two teams. But for the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, talking to Mick Kropp, because of this long layoff, he's not quite sure what kind of team they're expecting, because there's just not a consistent flow of how this team is playing overall. They're going to be the 4th seed in their district, And they're 12-7 on the year and 3-2 overall. They've had a couple of quality wins on the year. One of them, for example, was a conference win against the Cairo Bearcats, who are going to be the number 2 seed in their district. And they've had a pretty darn good year under first-year head coach Nick Zanker. But they've also had a couple of close ones. They fell to Sturgeon, and they're also playing a little, kind of identifying themselves a little bit, because they lost their point guard, Antoine Hurford, for the season, and they've been going a point guard by committee. So that's one of the things we'll be keeping an eye on, this Glasgow team. Meanwhile, for the Madison Panthers, Coach Armentrout is looking for some more offense, aside for the person in Jimmy Layton, who's been sensational for the Panthers all year long, averaging about 16 or so points a game. He's looking for some other guys to potentially contribute a little more, such as like a Wanderley or maybe a Chapman, just to name some of the few, on a more consistent basis, if they want to make a little bit of noise in regards to districts. So two teams trying to find themselves a little bit going into the final week of districts, and this would be a big confidence booster in regards to taking down a fellow Class 1 team and also a fellow conference school in the midst and trying to get a little bit of momentum prior to, with a couple more games in CAC play to go this week, as long as the weather cooperates. And then, again, with districts looming next week, their goals are just simply get their games in shape and as fine-tuned as possible prior to that starting next week. Second half between the Glasgow and Madison girls will be coming back in about 1 minute on Crest.
Are you looking to update your home? La Crosse Lumber of Glasgow can assist you. La Crosse Lumber has all your residential and commercial remodeling and new construction needs. From a full line of power tools to a full stock of supplies, they have everything to get the job done right. Ask about their delivery services as well. For all your lumber and home repair needs, stop by or call La Crosse Lumber, the oldest and most reliable lumber and hardware company in the Midwest since 1873. La Crosse Lumber, located on Highway 5 just north of Glasgow. La Crosse Lumber is a proud supporter of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Back on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com of the Lady Jackets of Glasgow, who lead 22-19 over the Lady Panthers. They're in home white uniforms, going left to right on your radio dial with the gold numbers black trim. Starting five out there, it will be Madison Parks, Brenna Hubbard, Tegan Howell, Brooke Heckman, and Malia Carmack. And Madison gets some assistance helping Glasgow deflect that out of bounds, and they will have the ball first time, second half. Keely Bennett and her Lady Panthers in the road royal purple uniforms with the gold numbers white trim, with Lexi Wolf, Charity Morris, Taylor, and Mackenzie O'Bannon all on the floor. Here is Lexi Wolf from the right elbow. Now to Mackenzie in the corner. Mackenzie surveys her options, and Carmack gets her right foot on that. It will result in a kickball. And from the right wing, Charity Morris to Lexi Wolf. It's passed to Charity. Now right corner to Mackenzie. She can take a three a couple times. Doesn't do it often, but she has that capability. Instead, they'll kick it out to Keely Bennett, who is a 36% free or three-point shooter on the year. She'll miss. Now turn around to Mackenzie O'Bannon and goes off the front. Hubbard to board. Over to Howell. Wasn't ready off her noggin and stolen away there by Tegan or Keely Bennett, and a foul called. And it's a small little head scratcher there by Tegan Howell, and Molly Monick just giving her that crazed look like, what are you doing? And the foul will go on Brooke Hackman. To her credit, she was open. She just wasn't quite anticipating the pass. And the second will go on Keely Bennett. And it's a 22-21 lead for the Lady Jackets of Glasgow. Here is Hubbard. Runs it to her own woman, and it's taken away by Taylor O'Bannon. And now travel called. Or no, foul. Check that at the top of the key. This is Malia Carmack's first. Keely Bennett. Now it's Taylor O'Bannon to Lexi Wolf. Left side for Keely. 2-3 zone shown by the Lady Jackets. Lexi Wolf right side now for Charity Morris. Bounce pass to McKenzie in the right corner. Now finds the high post pass. McKenzie thought about the three after the pass from Taylor. Now to Lexi Wolf. Bennett, right side, baseline. Here is a reverse layup, patiently getting the two. McKenzie O'Bannon. They didn't force it. Wait for an inside opportunity, and the Lady Panthers now back on top. Carmack inside for Howell. Boxes out her shot, and it was blocked by McKenzie O'Bannon, but looked like she got a part of the wrist of Tegan Howell. So Tegan will go for two now. First one off the front of the rim. Krista Mana again. Brooke Hackman out for the Lady Jackets. Second shot on its way. And in. Taking out with four. And we're tied up at 23 apiece. Charity Morris pressured by Carmack on the inbound to Wolf. Now back to Morris. It's a three-quarter press shown by the Lady Jackets. Sam Madison escapes it. From the left side, Taylor back out. Charity cuts in around three, just threading the needle and misses to the right. Howell the board. Parks takes it. Across the Yellow Jacket logo at center. To Carmack, right side Hubbard. Looking for Howell. High lobber in, and a beautiful pass by Brenna Hubbard and Tegan Howell. Just had to take it to the rim and just roll it on in. 25-23, Glasgow, right side. McKenzie around to Keely Bennett. She tries to go in, now right wing for Taylor. Keely Bennett now left wing. Lexi Wolf doesn't take the three, guarded by Carmack. Hubbard guarded by Morris. Now back to Wolf. And now Hubbard gets the steal. Two Parks. Madison Parks at the top of the key. Over left side for Krista Monning. Right wing, Hubbard releases the three off the front of the rim, and it is taken by Krista Monning. Now Hubbard forced to pass and taken away by Charity Morris. Up the right side, fouled to the Charity stripe. She goes. Carmack gets it. Her second. 4:33 to go in quarter number three. 25-23. In favor of Glasgow. Charity Morris makes the first of her two. She averages about 10.5 per. Annika Solomon's in the game for Madison. Has the task of usually guarding the best player, and in this case, it's been Brenna Hubbard. Second one true. Krista Monning, right side here for Brenna Hubbard. Across the timeline she goes to the elbow. Drops it off over to Carmack. Rolls in. Cuts in on the high post. And a floor foul called. She got the shot. Looked like some of the Glasgow crowd on the far end. Everyone a little bit of an explanation, but it was on the floor. Lexi Wolf, the guilty party. Here is Hubbard. From the left post, and her shot offline left. And trying to keep that alive was Carmack, and bats it right into the hands of Bennett. Left side, Wolf, catch and release. Three, nothing but net. Her second triple. And with that, it's 28-25 in favor of Madison. Here is Hubbard at the top for Carmack. Back to Hubbard. She has lane out and in. It goes to Chris Demonic, left side for Carmack. Fakes the drive, back up top to Hubbard. Glasgow resets the offense. Man to man shown by the Lady Panthers. Hubbard spins to the outside and grabbed by Salmons. It's a jump belonging to Madison. Here's Wolf on the left wing, and her pass was intended to Parks, but she got pushed from the side in the process of the pass by Carmack. That is her third foul. She'll remain in the game as Lexi Wolf slows the tempo down. Left side, Charity Morris. Out to Bennett. Trying to get it down to the baseline through one or two off the front, and Parks takes it off the right wing and batted out by Morris in front of the Lady Jacket bench. So Parks on the inbound now. Hubbard on the right wing looks for Carmack at the top, gets it to her, now to Parks trying to drive in, now to Carmack inside. Howell turns around, trying to get around O'Bannon, and her two forced up, and now she takes a tumble to the floor. She's a little slow to get up. Now here is McKenzie to Annika Salmons. Charity Morris to Salmons. Barely shuffled, almost got out of travel there, and now Bennett in, and she gets pinballed around by three Lady Jackets, and her shot goes out of bounds. Hal Pierce be all right after. Looked like she tweaked a leg there for a second. Here is Hubbard from the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Hal. Trying to find Chris Demonic and shot and batted away, but a foul in the process. Chris Demonic going to the line as Lexi Wolf takes foul number two. Chris Demonic looking for her first points on the evening. First one goes to the left. Sanders checks in for the Lady Jackets. Malia Carmack checks out. 28-25 in favor of Madison. Demonic second. An air ball off the front of the net. It will be Lexi Wolf to Keely Bennett at the top. To the right wing, this is Mackenzie O'Bannon, her baseline two, rebounded by Hubbard. Across the timeline. Trying to box out down Lois Howell. They'll come over to the left wing for Parks. Catcher release three, or swirls out. Howell bats it back to Parks. Right side for Sanders. Trying to get down to the right side of the baseline. Now resets for Hubbard. Hubbard to Parks. Rolls in, takes out a woman, her two, off the back, and it's Mackenzie O'Bannon to board. Bennett up the floor for Morris, protected by Sanders. Now top of the key, Keeley, her three, off the front. Hubbard to rebound, 90 seconds going to third. Still 28-25 Madison. Hubbard to Sanders. Up top to Chris Demonic. Had an open look. Now she'll just take it to the rim, and her shot goes a little too high. Now a scrum for it. Howell comes up with a loose change and does not miss. Bennett on the left wing for Madison. Right wing Salmons. Kick out to Wolf. Back to Bennett out the left wing. Cuts in at a high post. Teardropper too strong. And Monic on the rebound. Jungles it up, and it will be Madison ball. Bennett, left side. Riley Thomas just into the game. 90 seconds go here in the third. Here's Taylor O'Bannon out to Bennett, out of her reach, and into the wooden bleachers on the far side of the Glasgow Gymnasium, where there is a pretty healthy crowd tonight. for senior night here in Glasgow. This is actually a rescheduled game that was supposed to take place back in January as Hubbard's right wing three goes over the net. Bennett up the right side to the top of the key. Rolls on to Colum on the right wing. Trying to find back to Bennett. Now to Taylor O'Bannon. Bennett, Colum left wing. No one there for Madison on the inside. Works around the arc. O'Bannon, Bennett at the top of the key. Off the pass from Thomas. Now left side, Colum. And high post, Taylor forced one to Salmons. And Hubbard, a little too aggressive, picks up another foul, her third. 13.8 to go, and Hubbard will take a seat for the final 13.8. Brooke Hackman in her place. Keely Bennett at the top. Lexi Wolf, or check that. Riley Thomas is two. Off the front, here is Howell. 6 seconds to go in the third. Parks across the timeline to Chris Demonic. He's the shot at the buzzer off the front of the rim. Will not fall. 28-27, Madison with their first quarter lead. As we have 8 minutes remaining in this regular season contest between Glasgow and Madison on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Sportsmanship. One who engages in fair play, setting an example for other players and participants in the game. A true definition of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Each season, Monic Industries Incorporated has noticed how these fine young players continue to be an example of this definition. It's through their dedication and leadership, both in and out of the classroom, that have made them true sportsmen. So keep up the good work and make everyone proud as you compete. And remember, you'll always be a winner with Monic Industries Incorporated of Glasgow. Proud supporters of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
Start of the fourth quarter between the Lady Jackets and the Lady Panthers, who lead 28-27. Here's Hubbard under, and Glasgow gets back on top. Off of the assist from Madison Parks, who has 49 coming into this game, which is good enough for a team high. Now a push from behind. This is going to be on Leah Carmack, and the second leading scorer for the Lady Jackets has to come out of the game with four fouls. Probably one of the last people you want out of the game for a decent while for Glasgow. On the left wing, and a timeout called by Dalton Armatrout. It's a full timeout for the Panthers. We'll do it too. We'll be back in a minute on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. 29-28, Glasgow on top.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
Are you tired of parking your car on the street because your garage is full of clutter? Is navigating your basement like running an obstacle course? Are your closets overflowing? Get rid of that clutter and reclaim your space by storing unused items that you can't bear to part with at Xavier Storage Company, located just east of the four-way stop in downtown Madison. You can rent space by contacting Virgil Hewlin with Xavier Storage Company in Madison at 660-291-4282, a proud supporter of the Madison Panthers.
...29-28 out of the full timeout by the Madison Lady Panthers. And it is Keely Bennett over to Savannah Colum. So the Panthers try to take advantage of this offensive possession. Six fouls for the Lady Jackets for what it's worth in this half. Next one will put Madison into the 1-1. Here is Bennett at the top. Left wing for Riley Thomas. Inside for Taylor. Now top of the key. A long three knocked home by Keely Bennett. And it silences the Glasgow crowd. She has 16. 31-29. This is Madison Parks. Feels the trap. Now for Krista Monning. Now to Hubbard. Back out to Monning. Opposite wing for Parks. Now back to Monning. Looking for Howell inside. Now high post jumper. Hubbard. And that is off to the right. And at the rebound. He'll go left to Cullen. Back up top to Bennett. Can she do it again? Yes, she can. She's heating up. Keely Bennett. And a timeout called by the Glasgow Lady Jackets. It's a full with 6:06 to go, and it's a 7-0 run for the Madison Lady Panthers.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
At Meyer Satellite in Glasgow, they believe that everyone deserves better TV. They offer Dish Network, where you can upgrade to Hopper. Meyer Satellite serves Howard and Saline counties and anyone within a 60-mile radius of Sheridan County. Call toll-free 660-338-9991 or stop by their office next to Henderson Drugstore in downtown Glasgow and order now. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays, 8 to 10, because you deserve better television and they are there to help. Meyer Satellite of Glasgow is a proud supporter of Glasgow and all area schools.
Lady Jackets looking to answer back to a 7-0 run. The Lady Panthers have gone on. Six of them by Keely Bennett, and then a free throw made as well. As it's 34-29. Lady Panthers trying to pick up win number 15 on the year. Here's Howell, her high post too strong. Morris to rebound, Bennett up the right side with four in support. Wolf, left wing, the three off the pass. And it's going to be Taylor O'Bannon rebound, and that goes left. Hubbard takes it. And it's going to be a carry as she dribbled the ball a hair too high and had to bring it back down to control it. Lady Jackets getting a little bit out of sync here to start out this fourth quarter, hence the full time out there by head coach Molly Monning. Right side, Charity Morris. Over to Keely Bennett. Left wing, Cullen. Inside for O'Bannon, now back out. Wolf, he's the three. Had a little bit of a fade to it, and it was the wrong kind of fade because it was fading away towards the bucket. And it was O'Bannon's middle paint two that won't go. I should say fade away from the bucket, not towards. It's counterintuitive. Here's Hadley Sanders to the right side for Krista Monning. Now Hubbard pops one up. Did everything but go in. Now Howell there to bail her out. Goes to the line with three surrounding her. An impressive rebound by taking Howell. She's done very well in that category tonight, going up against the two O'Bannons and Annika Salmons. And Salmons takes the foul. First shot by Howell. Airmailed too shy. Salmons takes a seat. Taylor O'Bannon's twin, McKenzie, checks back in. The second one on its way. Off the back of the rim. Hubbard gets the rebound. The putback. And in. 14 for the freshman. 34-31. Glasgow back in it. Here's Lexi Wolf up top to Bennett. 4:10 to go in the fourth. Down low for Taylor O'Bannon. Works down the baseline. Back out to the top for Keely Bennett. Pump fakes the three, but she took a travel on the drive. So it'll be Krista Monning now. Gives it to Hubbard. Up the right side. Three ties it for the Lady Jackets. Two keeps them within one. Right side for Carmack, who's back in the game with four fouls. Her right side post in and out. And it is Wolf up the left wing for the Lady Panthers. Bennett at the top. 2-3 shown by Glasgow. Here is Taylor O'Bannon. Now to Wolf. Inside for McKenzie. Lexi, Wolf, up top to Keely Bennett. Catch and release. Her three, got it! Keely Bennett hitting some key triples down the stretch and makes it a 37-31 lead. Parks comes across the timeline, works around Wolf to the right elbow, trying to find Carmack in the corner. Does. Now here is Howell, down baseline. Her two over. Hubbard there to bail her out on the other side. 37-33, 2:55 to go in the fourth. Here's Wolf. Now to O'Bannon. To Wolf. McKenzie on the inside. Her two off the front. Hubbard to Parks. Parks at the top of the key. Now over to Carmack. Works in, trying to get it to Hubbard, and a forced one in. Bennett and Wolf on the turnover. Lexi Wolf to Bennett. To the inside, her shot in, it's blocked, but a foul called. It will be on Madison Parks, and Keely Bennett goes back to the line. Bennett is 3-for-5 in the game from the line and makes the first. Now 4-for-6, and she now has a total. 22 points. Scratch at 23. Second shot doesn't go. But she gets her own rebound. Here's Wolf. Critical possession in this game. Glasgow needs a stop. They want to have a chance. And Howell gets the steal. Up the floor to Carmack. And alone, the layup too strong. And falling to the floor was Mackenzie O'Bannon, and Madison gets a lucky break. And a 1-on-1 the other way as Malia Carmack picks up foul number 5. She'll finish with 6. And this is essentially, they're actually going to take a full timeout. Plus the 30 seconds, we'll do it too. 2:05 to go into fourth. 38-35, Madison with the lead.
Are you tired of parking your car on the street because your garage is full of clutter? Is navigating your basement like running an obstacle course? Are your closets overflowing? Get rid of that clutter and reclaim your space by storing unused items that you can't bear to part with at Xavier Storage Company, located just east of the four-way stop in downtown Madison. You can rent space by contacting Virgil Hewlin with Xavier Storage Company in Madison at 660-291-4282, a proud supporter of the Madison Panthers.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison Community and School. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
.205 to go in the fourth quarter. They actually added a little bit of time on the clock, 5 seconds to be exact. And a 1-on-1 coming up here for Annika Salmons, Salmons is going to take the free throw shots because O'Bannon was the one that took the foul, and she goes to the bench, and she misses the 1-on-1. So Hubbard will get the rebound. We'll keep an eye on Mackenzie O'Bannon. She did take a little bit of an awkward spill off that foul there by Carmack. Minute 50 to go in the fourth. Madison up by five. Right side. Hubbard, the three, to make it a one-possession game. That's too strong. Charity Morris the rebound. Now to Keely Bennett. She will slow the tempo down. To the right side. Charity Morris from the baseline. Bounces over to Solmans. Looking at her first points. Or check that. Her first field goal of the game. 3 points. But nevertheless, big points for the Panthers. Here's Hubbard. Need the three. To the right. Offensive rebound. The putback from Madison Parks. She'll go for two. Here's the first on its way and in. Important need here for Parks. Her second on its way. And off the front of the rim. Bennett with the rebound. Minute eight to go. When does Glasgow foul? Bennett coast to coast. And it's Hubbard on the rebound. And Madison will foul. That'll be Taylor O'Bannon second. Sure, listen to KRES Moberly. A little bit after 7 o'clock here in mid-Missouri. Winding things down in our girls' contest between Glasgow and Madison, 40-34 in favor of the Lady Panthers. Here is Parks. Left wing for Sanders. Now up the floor, taken away by Solmans as they try to get it to Hubbard. Now to Bennett. And now Howell will push her to take her to the line. Third foul for Tegan Howell. Last 1-on-1 from Madison for its double bonus. And Keely Bennett is the person to go to the line. First one on its way and no problem. Timeout called. It'll be a 30 for Molly Monig and the Glasgow Lady Jackets with 46.7 seconds to go here in the fourth. All right, it's 41-34. You're looking at a 7-point margin. Could be an 8. So already a 3-possession game. You're probably drawing up a quick 3 of some sort here if you're the Lady Jackets, just to make things interesting. Then you're going to want to try and either foul, get Madison back to the line, or go on a full court press. And if you can execute that, then we'll go on with the next steps. But an important free throw here for Bennett. And it's now an 8-point game. So up the floor, go to late check-ins. Here is Parks. Trying to kick one out to Krista Monning. And Madison gets back defensively. They're going to need to get a shot off quick if they want to get back into this game. Here's Parks. Nothing there. Now Hubbard. Open. Right wing three on its way and gets it. So they get the three. Now they will immediately foul. It's Tegan Howell that will pick up her fourth. So they go with the foul. It's now a 5-point game. But now it's a double bonus. And Lexi Wolf has only shot 6 free throws all season long, but she is 5-for-6 in those attempts. And she misses the first. Important free throw here, because if you miss this, then you have options if you're Glasgow. If not, then you have to go for the threes. 0-for-2, now here's Hubbard. 20 seconds at the top of the key. Gets it to Parks. Trying to get the three off. Doesn't do so. Now right corner. Hubbard, have to hurry. 13 seconds. Howell on the baseline. Her two doesn't go. And a rebound by Taylor O'Bannon. And Tegan Howell will push her to pick up foul number 5. And her final home game as the Lady Jacket Howell will foul out with a total of 8 points. And a very tough task on the inside going up against the Obanda Twins and Salmons. And now free throws for Taylor, and she'll miss the first. O'Bannon is a 69% free throw shooter. Second one. Trying to make this a 6-point game. Doesn't go. Gets her own rebound, though. And now Parks will push her, and she'll go back to the line. Kelby Madison Parks' fourth foul. And this is also the final game for Parks, another senior on this Lady Jacket team who has been in a pair of show-me showdowns for the Lady Jackets as Taylor O'Bannon makes the first. Second one on its way. And it is in. Parks up the right side, and Hubbard one final shot. And I'll wrap it up. The Lady Panthers get a 44-37 win over their CAC rivals, the Lady Jackets. Give Glasgow credit. They actually played very well in the first three quarters, but Keeley Bennett just got hot in that fourth quarter. Glasgow had to play catch-up since that point. So with the win, Madison improves to 15-7. Glasgow will drop now to 8-12. Take a break, take a look at some of your final numbers, and we'll nominate an outstanding player in the game next on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
The name Yellow Jacket strikes fear in anyone. Just like the Yellow Jacket found in nature, the Glasgow Yellow Jackets are bold, aggressive, and use teamwork to dominate. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Glasgow School District would like to take a moment to express their pride in the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, who strive to excel in their athletics as well as in the classroom. A big thanks goes to the coaching staff, parents, fans, and those who work hard behind the scenes, encouraging the Yellow Jackets to always do their best.
Are you looking to update your home? La Crosse Lumber of Glasgow can assist you. La Crosse Lumber has all your residential and commercial remodeling and new construction needs. From a full line of power tools to a full stock of supplies, they have everything to get the job done right. Ask about their delivery services as well. For all your lumber and home repair needs, stop by or call La Crosse Lumber, the oldest and most reliable lumber and hardware company in the Midwest since 1873. La Crosse Lumber, located on Highway 5 just north of Glasgow. La Crosse Lumber is a proud supporter of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Welcome back to Glasgow High School as the Madison and Glasgow boys start getting warmed up. We're going to have a little senior night ceremony here, so a little bit of a delayed start here to this contest tonight. But while we have a moment, let's take a look at some of your final numbers of the Lady Panthers and the Lady Jackets. 44-37, the Lady Panthers now 15-7, 3-4 in conference play, while Glasgow falls to 8-12 and 2-4 in the CAC. Brenna Hubbard for Glasgow with a total of 19 points. Tegan Howell with 8. Malia Carmack with 6. And Madison Parks with 3 for the 37 points. Meanwhile, Keeley Bennett, a game high 23 points. Lexi Wolf with 6. Monica Salmons with three, Mackenzie O'Bannon with four, Taylor O'Bannon with two, and Charity Morris with four for a total of 44 points. And Kaylee Bennett's going to get the outstanding player of the game because of those key triples to start out the fourth quarter that really made an impact. Three threes in that fourth quarter, which ultimately proved to be the difference in the Lady Panthers picking up the win. And she will get that honor courtesy of Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. While we have a moment, we'll go ahead and thank some of our sponsors as well for making this possible. That would include Meyer Satellite, Montague Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Glasgow School District, all of Glasgow, Xavier Storage Company, and the Madison C3 School, both in Madison, 7800 Taxi Service, Thomas Motors, both in Moberly, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keetzel, Glasgow, and Paris, MFA Agri Services, Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, Boonville, Alliant Bank of Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, Monroe City, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, Macon, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online, and Science Trigger, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Take a break on the Superstation, and when we return, we'll get you set for this boys matchup between Glasgow and Madison.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
Here are a few debit and ATM card safety reminders from Regional Missouri Bank.
Memorize your PIN. Never write it down on anything in your wallet and never on your card.
Avoid choosing PIN numbers that relate to your personal information like birthdays or social security numbers. Never share your PIN with anyone.
If your card becomes lost or stolen, report it to us immediately. You can also notify us about travel plans and request travel alerts on your card.
Your debit and ATM card security is important to us.
Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC.
MFA Agri-Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
Glasgow Pep Band getting the boys team all pumped up. And it'll be the Yellow Jackets taking on the Panthers. And it will be the 12-7 Glasgow Yellow Jackets. They've had a roller coaster of a year. There's been some stretches where they've had some consistent play, some stretches where they haven't had some consistent play. And they're looking to get a little more on the consistent side of things in regards to their play coming into the final week of the regular season and a little bit of momentum into their district play. Meanwhile, for the Madison Panthers, they're looking for some more offense. Jimmy Layton averaging about 16.1 a game, but look out for some other guys like a Caleb Chapman or potentially a Tyler Wanderley or a Tyler Buck to potentially make an impact in this game. They're 7-13 on the year, still looking for win number one in conference play this season, and that would do a lot for the confidence again for the Madison Panthers if they can go try and get some of that prior to districts. Another thing to keep an eye on this game, I think, is going to be that the speed Glasgow has versus some of the size inside the Madison Panthers have. I think that will be a big factor in this game and who might win it. So while we have a moment, we'll take a break. We have Senior Day ceremonies coming your way from Glasgow. We'll join some of that in progress. But we'll hear from the head coaches first. It'll be Dalton Armitrout once again for the Madison Panthers, and then you'll hear from longtime Glasgow Yellow Jacket coach Mick Krupp. We're getting ready for the boys' contest between the Panthers and Yellow Jackets. It's next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmcrs.com.